In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. And when he came to himself, so the scripture says about the prodigal son who was in a foreign land and was hungry because he had spent all of his father's living on profligate things. When he came to himself, what a marvelous way it is that the scripture expresses self-knowledge that we must have in order to be saved. When he came to himself. The son, the younger son, had done many bad things and finally realized how foolish he had been. And so he made up his mind. He was going to go to his father and he was going to beg forgiveness from his father. And he was never going to take for granted anything his father would give him. He would be happy with just being a hired servant. He had gained that most important ingredient in our salvation, humility. He had come to it through a very hard road. But he had finally become humble. He came to himself. So to come to yourself is to realize who you are, what kind of person you are, and how you are not worthy to be called a son, a daughter of God. But also, this knowledge will also lead us to great boldness. It seems paradoxical, but it's true. We will understand that the Father will accept us and will help us. We will have that quiet hope within us. But only if we truly know ourselves. Now there was one person who came to himself in this parable, and one who still was far away from self-knowledge, and that is the elder son. We speak a lot in this parable about the younger son, and about what all the meaning of all these various things were, the pigs and the going into a far country, and there is deep meaning in all of the phrases of this parable. And it's a beautiful thing to witness in your mind's eye the Father receiving our repentance. But I would say to you that the son that we should concern ourselves the most with here, if we are to wish to save our souls, is the elder one. Because in our heart of hearts, I think if we were really able to be honest with ourselves, if we were to think of ourselves as which son are we would think that we're more like the elder son in that we haven't really departed from our father so much. After all, we haven't spent our living on harlots and on all kinds of terrible, sinful things. But we are like the elder son in a way that I think we don't want to understand or that we don't think of very often. This elder son, he was with his father. And he lived in a legalistic way. Oh, he followed his father's commandments, except for the most important one. And the most important one, of course, is to love. And when his younger son comes back, he's full of judgment for him, and in indignation and anger. Now, perhaps for many, many years he lived without expressing these passions. But when the time came that he should have shown love and compassion and forgiveness like his father did, the elder son instead showed who he truly was like. Now this elder son, if you had asked him a week, a month, a year before his brother came back, what kind of person are you? You know, do you forgive others? He would say, of course. But he did not live with this idea that I am unworthy of being called your son. He felt worthy of being called the son of his father. He did all the things his father told him to do. And yet, he was inside a shell. would say that the more dangerous person to be when it comes to the salvation of the soul would be the elder son. The younger son certainly did horribly bad things. But he came to himself. And the Lord receives our repentance. You know the story about the one sheep that is lost. And the shepherd goes out and searches hither and yon for that one that is lost. And rejoices more for the one that is lost for the 99 that are still in the fold. And you know the story about the two people who owe a lot of money to their Lord. One a very great sum and one an even huge sum. And what happens? The Lord forgives them both. But which one loves him the most? Actually, there was one with a paltry sum and one with a great sum. And the Lord says, or the Pharisee says the truth when he's asked the question. Which one loves him the most? The one to whom more was forgiven. Brothers and sisters, if we are to love the Lord, we had better know how much we are forgiven. Because from being forgiven, we love. We must not be like this elder son who is not aware of his own sins. There are many, many people that are going to go to church and consider themselves Christian that are going to be in hell because they have not become like Christ. Because they are really just like this elder son. They're fulfilling the externals of the law. And not even those very well. I, as a priest, have met many people that consider their obligation of coming to church on holidays is sufficient for them. You could come to church every day for Matins and for Vespers. And still that would not be sufficient. Because we are unworthy of being called sons and daughters of God. What makes us worthy is the Lord choosing to love us. But if we do not return this love, then we will not become like Him. We're made in His image. But we are to become such that we are of His likeness. And that comes from coming to ourselves. Comes from self-knowledge. What this parable is teaching, among many things, is self-knowledge is necessary for salvation. I told you before the two things you must know to be saved. You must know God. And you must know yourself. So we must know God correctly as Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. As the one who was before all things and is before all things, becoming man for our sake. We must know those things. But we must know ourselves. Because a person who does not know himself does not change. A person who does not know that he has sores and wounds does not treat them. This elder son had terrible sores and wounds. The sore, the wound of envy and of anger and of ingratitude and of legalism. And of many other sins as well. And he didn't see that. So he was lost. Let us be like the younger son in coming to ourselves, in humbling ourselves and recognizing that we're like him. No, we have not used our money on harlots and on profligate living, perhaps. But we have lived in a way that is not pleasing to God. We have forgotten God's mercy. I wonder how many times this would play out that a younger son would come back to his father and then a year, 2 years, 3 years, 4 years, 5 years later would be in the same predicament. Or perhaps not going out to a foreign country anymore, but no longer having that sense within him of that incredible gratitude for his father forgiving him. no longer feeling, I am unworthy to be called the son of my father. No longer feeling that. Just living his life, just like the elder son. I would say in most cases, this is what occurs. Even when we feel quite strongly God forgiving us in some way, we easily fall into sort of a routine in our life, and then we forget. We're like that man looks in the mirror, and when he walks away, he's forgotten what he looks like. Let us not be like that. Let us take as our marching orders what the younger son did, what he resolved to do. He came to himself and he said, Father, I am unworthy to be called thy son. Just make me as one of your hired servants. Let's impress this upon our souls day by day. Let's live in this way. Wouldn't it be good if we remembered this every day, if this is how we lived our life? To feel unworthy of being called the son of God does not mean that we're down in the mouth about ourselves and feeling completely miserable. Quite the opposite. We feel an incredible sense of gratitude, an incredible sense of joy that we can be something that we otherwise could not be. Great Lent is about coming to yourself. That's what the whole period of time is for. Now, because our human nature is such that we forget so easily and we really can't concentrate on things for very long, this is why Great Lent is a portion of the year. It should be the whole year. This is how we should live the whole time. But we can only live this way for a short period of time. Let's take advantage of it so that we can come to ourselves and see what's wrong with ourselves and truly inculcate within ourselves the feeling that we are unworthy to be called sons and daughters of God. And yet knowing that our Father will accept our repentance. But only so far as we remain in this state. So brothers and sisters, my prayer for you is that every day you would come to yourself. And myself as well. We need to come to ourselves. We need to recognize within ourselves we're not so good as we think we are. And neither are we really as bad as we think we are sometimes too. The Father will forgive us. What He will not forgive is that which is not asked for forgiveness. If we do not see what's wrong with ourselves and ask the Father to help us, He will not help us. So let us be like this younger son. Let us come to ourselves every day. And our Father will receive our repentance.